people that I encounter without prior knowledge of me are pretty stunned that I'm a female tattoo artist, especially at my age. My name is Kate Helen Brand. I'm known as Shanghai Kate, and I'm 75 years old, and I am America's tattoo godmother. I became a tattoo artist because I love tools, and I grew up using tools when I was a child with my stepfather, and I learned everything about saws and hammers and nails, and that graduated to love of tools in the graphic design field before it became computerized. Then someone introduced me to the little tattoo tool, the tattoo machine. And when I picked it up, I realized this was the magical tool that I'd always been looking for, the tool that takes me to a place where time and space ceases to exist, the place of pure creativity. I'm called America's godmother of tattooing because I've been tattooing longer than any other woman in the United States. I have also a sort of motherly, I guess, demeanor about me. So a lot of people call me mom. I have a lot of sons in the business and daughters. And because I know a lot, people come to me for information like they would a godfather.
Yeah, if you can roll a little bit more, that's good. But okay, just relax. Would you bend your knee? Bend your knee and let your leg just relax, okay?
It's very demanding psychically on you because of the energy exchange that's going on between you and another person, because that's what tattooing really is. It's a purely an exchange of energy. But let's say I'm tattooing a heavyweight, an overweight man, and his chest. I have to move all of that skin out of the way so that I can get a very taut surface in order to make a clear line. So all of that requires a lot of strength to push all that skin out of the way. So it's a difficult job to do physically.
See, this is what I mean by it being uncomfortable and hard work. And
I'm okay.
You'll be fine.
I think I was filmed somewhere in the mid-80s saying that by the year 2000 I would retire to the shores of the Amazon River and live with the primitive cultures there and tattoo by hand. Obviously, that didn't work out. I could never have thought what is happening now would be happening to me in the past. I couldn't have conjured it up. I think my job still is to teach and to share. And so I think that as a lecturer and as an educator, that is probably my finest role. So I'm going to go with that, and I'll tattoo when I can. The hands won't hold up over time. You know, my eyes don't work quite as well as they once did. And the last thing I want to do is be one of these, like, kind of nostalgic pieces of someone. In the very beginning, when I started as a tattoo artist, as a female, they told me that I was bad luck, that I couldn't do this, that I wasn't strong enough, that I had no business being in this craft, that I should put my machines down. So when people say things like that to me, my first response is, you can tell me no, but if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to prove that you're wrong. And I have.